What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Majestic Mix Podcast. If you're new here, welcome. My name is Madison Murray, and I'm your girl behind the mic. I don't want to do too much talking. I kind of just want to get straight into today's upload. I had a completely different episode lined up for y'all. I'm going to be honest. If you follow us at the Majestic Mix on Instagram, you know that I was promoting the episode entitled R&B Ain't Dead. But y'all know something? Honestly, I can push that back because that's an ongoing topic that people always talk about. I've been slapped in the face with some new inspiration. I'm not even going to kid y'all. Today's episode is about something I feel like we've all been forced to talk about lately. And so it's about the coronavirus.
Coronavirus!
Some of y'all might be like, oh, let me click off. But that's not what I'm talking about today. Today, I want to look at the brighter side of things. I'm not here to run the risk with y'all, to give y'all the death tolls, the symptoms, because I'm not a medical professional. And even a lot of people right now, we still don't know what exactly this thing is and how to get rid of it. So if you're a college student like me, then you know that a lot of campuses worldwide have been closed until like further notice. Like I go to North Carolina A&T. And our campus is closed indefinitely right now. And so I just want to give y'all a few options while you're sitting at home and you're taking those online classes. What some things you can possibly be doing other than just sitting there when classes end? I honestly believe us not going to classes right now, like physically face-to-face classes with our professors and our peers, it's a blessing in disguise. And I'm here to tell y'all what exactly I mean by that. Before I give y'all any advice as to what y'all could do over this quarantine break, the first thing I'm going to tell y'all, this is straightforward. Get that work done. If you are in college, that spirit of laziness and procrastination, I rebuke that. Get that work done. I wish Chancellor and Dean's List for everybody that's listening to this. We are not trying to slack and fall behind in these grades all because we're sitting alone and we're doing this work online. It takes a lot of discipline to do work online. All your classes, discipline. Get that work done. If you don't know discipline, make friends with it right now. Get that work done. I can't stress that enough. Now, enough of that. We about to get straight into it. If you are a college student like me, I feel like I'm kind of targeting us right now. You know that college can be overbearing. You're trying to live your normal life, have a social life, get up and go to all your classes, have time to study. Some of y'all might have jobs. Work on your presentation skills. Make sure that resume is, you know, on point. It can be overbearing, and that really does something, and it can affect our health. And y'all already know which health I'm referring to, our mental health. So take this as a mental break. The fact that you don't have to walk and get up and go to all these classes, some of y'all already know be taking self-care days because I do it too. Take this as a self-care break. Make sure that work is done, but take it as a self-care break. Reach out to people that you know make you feel better. Consult a professional if you need it. If you feel like you've slacked in the area of mental health, definitely go out and get that help you need. But never, never, never forget to check in with yourself. That is key. Even if you're in school and you do have to go to classes face to face, just in general, check in with yourself. That is so important. Not even just mentally though, y'all. Spiritually, how are y'all? Are you drained or do you feel like you're okay? Because being in college, you can lose a lot of pieces of yourself that the person you was back home, you might be a whole completely different person when you go back to school. So spiritually, just check in with yourself. How do you feel? Like, do you feel like you might need to pick up that good book again if you're Christian? Or if you're not Christian, whatever it is you believe in, these practices don't tend to happen as often as they do when you're at home. So definitely just check in with yourself spiritually. Make sure everything is in line. This is the perfect time to get back to you. If you feel like you haven't been yourself lately, work on those areas. This is the perfect time to just work on you, because if you're not right, nothing else in life is going to go right. After I just said that, I just heard a whole bunch of y'all say, period. I know y'all felt that, because being in school, man, you need to hold on to that individuality that you have, whatever it is you bring to the table. Don't lose that just because you in the mix of all these other people. No. While you're on this break, get back to you. I cannot stress that enough. This completely brings me to my next point, which is quality time. Have you been spending enough time with the people you love, whoever it is, whether it's your family, a pet, your friends, whoever it is that's important to you, your significant other? Do you feel like you've been spending enough time with them? And if not, get on it. Call them up. Be the bigger person. Sometimes you have to be the bigger person, but not in all cases. And I'm going to make a whole separate episode on that, being a bigger person. Watch out for that. That might be my next upload after the one I told y'all I was going to upload. But let me not get sidetracked. Quality time is super duper important. If you feel like you've missed a whole bunch of time with people, hit them up. Let them know, like, look, I'm home. I'm on these online classes. Let's link. Like, if you're not working or if your job is back at your school, wherever your school is located, and you had to go back home, let them know. Like, I'm home. What's up? What's good? Let's get back on it. Like, you now have control over what you do in between classes because now you're not on campus. Like I said, you may be back home just doing your work in your room, or you might be on campus and your friends are still on campus. Make time for those people that you love. Don't lose these people over something you have control over now. Utilize your schedule. Look at it and be like, oh, I don't have class on Tuesday. Let me call this person up. Or I have a long gap in between, so let me call my friend up that may be still on campus. Utilize that time. You have control over this whole situation, so make the best of it. Now, y'all gonna like my next couple of points, so you might have to get a notebook and write this down, because now I'm talking about money. Now, creatives, this whole part is for you, okay? So, you might not have to write this down, but if you are a creative and you feel like you've been lacking lately, like you haven't had no projects come out, you haven't dropped no YouTube videos, none of that, get on it. You have time, you have space. I know you got that set up. Sit in front of that tapestry, turn that ring light on, and record that video. Because some of y'all already know, some of my friends, oh, I want to get back into YouTube, or I don't make videos anymore, or my content has been going downhill. I don't want to hear none of that. This is the time to pick it back up. Like I said, when I said get back to you, get back to the work that you know you're the best at. If you are a writer and you know you want to write a short film, write that short film. Make sure you get that done before the break is up. That'd be something to brag about. I wrote a whole short film while on quarantine, right? Who you know do that? This is literally a rare period in life. I've never lived in a pandemic. You wrote a whole short film during a pandemic. Then when it was over, you shot the film? That is a story, okay? That is a story worth telling once you win that Oscar. And musician, that is a story worth telling once you win that Grammy. You wrote your whole album on quarantine, right? I'm just saying, take it from me, because I believe in a lot of y'all. This is literally your time to shine. Put your creative hat on and get back to the things that you know you're best at. You already been procrastinating on your personal projects all throughout school, so while you're not in school, while you're on these online classes, you might as well put your creative hat back on and get back into the things that you know you want to do. This is the perfect time. This is not the time to procrastinate. I cannot stress that enough. Don't disturb your creative flow just sitting there being bored. If an idea comes in your head, write it down. Please write it down. Do not forget. That might be the idea that changed the world, or you might go viral off of it. Producers, y'all be making beats. Y'all make all these beats, but why they not nowhere nobody can hear them? Put them up and sell them. Like, you don't have to come in contact with anybody selling beats. Like, you got an email, right? You got a PayPal, a Venmo, which I use, Zelle, Cash App. All that, like, just put it out there. Make sure people hear it. There's so many ways you can get money from home. This is the time to work from home. Put your creative hat on and work from home. Now, if you feel like you may not be creative, there's other things you can do online. Like, if you do essays, if essays what you're best at, edit people's essays and send it back to them. Get that coin though. But work from home. There's so many ways you can make coin just being from home. If you don't, you know, invest in stock, maybe this is the time to invest in stock. But make sure you know how to do it, because you don't want to put your money out there when it's low. Like, when it's not the time to put your money out there, because you're not going to get no profit off of that. So find yourself a good online hustle. I don't say side hustle, because that's belittling the thing that you know how to do. So find yourself a hustle, or, you know, start a business. If you're a business owner, start that business. Or if you feel like you can't start the business right now, at least write the plan out so that when this is all over, you can go ahead and jumpstart it. Y'all can just hear the passion in my voice when I'm talking on this portion, because if you sitting at home and you broke and you know how to do something, I'm just going to tell you right now, that's your own fault. Because if you know how to do a service to where you don't have to go see people, to where you know you can do it online, we got the internet, y'all. Do it. Make that coin off of it. People are literally looking for a person like you. You know what I'm talking about. That thing that you do that you're not doing right now, pick back up on it and do it and get that coin. I promise y'all, I am a product of it every day. When you turn on my podcast and you listen to it, this is my job. This is me working from home. Now, if you want to start a podcast, I tell y'all in every beginning of the episode how you can start a podcast. Go to Anchor, hit Anchor up, register for Anchor, and get started. Now, without further ado, that brings me to my last point, which is the most common thing that everybody's been saying. Be clean as possible. Be safe as possible. Get that vitamin C in. Whatever it is you need to do to stay corona-free, do it. Please, y'all, please be safe. I am praying for those that's already been affected by coronavirus. I pray that there is a cure to soon come and or a vaccine or whatever we need to cure this thing, because this is kind of, I'm not really scared of it, but it's crazy because I never live in a pandemic. So, you know, for Italy, like, my heart goes out to all y'all. I just pray that we can reach the end of this really soon. Something has to be done about this, because this cannot stay. Just like all the other outbreaks and viruses we've had, like, this cannot stay. I pray that somebody finds this, I don't know, soon, because it seems like life has been pretty much on delay lately. Like, we got all these festivals getting canceled, and you can't even go out and go to the bar no more. You can't really go to certain gyms. It's just life, it seems like it has stopped right now, but I'm praying that we can, you know, come up with a solution. But for those of y'all that aren't sick, please take all the measures possible, you know, that you can take to not get sick, because I want all y'all to stay healthy, and I need all of y'all to continue to be here. And so let's try our best to stay corona free. That's the end of this episode, y'all. If you enjoyed this episode, or you know somebody who may need something to do during this corona break, share this episode with them. And until then, definitely go follow us on our Instagram at The Majestic Mix, or you can follow me on my personal Instagram at Maddie by Nature with 2 E's. And I will see y'all in the next episode. Y'all, please be good, okay? You hear me? All right, bye y'all. I will see y'all on Friday. Like I said, I'm giving y'all 2 episodes this week, so definitely stay tuned for the next upload. Bye y'all. I will see y'all on Friday.